the performance. All right, girls, Mandy yelled. Let's go through the routine one more time. It was only 1 hour until showtime. The Ridgewell Jets were kicking off their first game of the year. The cheerleading team was working extra hard to nail their routine before they had to perform during halftime. Can someone switch me places at the top of the pyramid? Jessica complained. I'm scared.
Do you think we can work on track two today? Heather asked. Can we skip to the really cool parts when the football team walks by? That should impress them, Bridget cheered.
Mandy had a tough job being the captain of the cheerleading team. With no real coach, she had to run everything. Practices, meetings, parties. She picked the routines, she designed the moves. A job like that got very stressful, but Mandy never cracked. She was kind and courteous to everyone on the team.
Okay, Mandy exclaimed. Let's take it from the top.
All 13 girls took their positions and ran through their favorite songs before the game started, perfecting their mistakes and getting everything ready. The team got into their uniforms as showtime approached. Mandy tied a little black bow into her short blonde hair. She slipped on her black tights and then placed on her green and white uniform. Right across from the shoulder, it said Jets, and it had green frills at the bottom. Mandy loved the uniform. It just looked so elegant. Bridget and Heather were doing each other's hair as Kayla tied her green jet shoes. They were all terribly bored and weren't quite focused. That started to worry Mandy. As the girls sat on the locker room benches, Mandy panicked. Only 10 minutes until they were on. She was nervous and paced back and forth across the locker room, her whole body shaking. They had worked hard, but couldn't get it right. And now, they were to perform in front of the entire school.
Calm down, Mandy. I'm sure we are going to do fine, Angela said compassionately.
You're right! We put hard work into this, Mandy said, coming to her senses. And who cares if we mess up? It's just the school. We know these people. It won't matter if we don't get it right. That's the spirit, Bridget shouted.
Let's get 'em, Verona yelled. The girls all cheered. Then, the locker room doors opened and someone instructed them that it was time to perform.
Here we go, Mandy said under her breath.
The girl all filed out into the gymnasium, Mandy staying at the back of the line. She reached into her pocket and pulled out a piece of gum. Sounds of cheering echoed as the girls took their spots in the gym. The basketball players ran off the court and took a break. The cheerleading team made their positions, and the performance started. The music blasted, and the girls began running to their spots. They twirled gracefully, their confidence building. Mandy smiled as she saw the team performing so well. Mandy was doing as great as well. She jumped and flipped, nailing every move in the routine. Spectators in the crowd seemed excited as they watched the team very carefully. Mandy was pleased. The crowd never seemed to actually enjoy the performances. Murmurs and whispers were exchanged between the audience. Mandy beamed with joy. She chewed victoriously on her gum. Its strong blueberry flavor became overwhelmingly strong. It was so juicy, too. Mandy swallowed a mouthful of juice and continued with the performance. The crowd was still exchanging comments and glances. Mandy wondered what they were saying. Probably talking about the great performance and how the team was doing so well. What Mandy didn't realize is that the crowd was talking about her, because her face had just turned violet. Some team members lost their focus once they took a quick glance at Mandy. The performance continued, but commotion had risen. The crowd started to point. Mandy didn't understand what was going on. She swallowed another mouthful of juice. Suddenly, Mandy didn't feel so good. She put a hand on her stomach and moaned. She felt a bit dizzy, too.
Mandy, Kayla said. Are you okay?
Nah, I'm fine, Mandy said.
God, my stomach feels so weird.
Some of the team members exchanged glances. Mandy's skin was now a dark bluish purple color. Almost indigo, you could say. Even Mandy's blonde hair had gone light blue.
Mandy, you're... Kennedy started. A gurgling sound emitted from Mandy's belly. Mandy moaned again. She was felt so heavy. The juice just kept coming from that gum. She swallowed mouthful after mouthful.
Mandy, Lindsay said.
Mandy's belly suddenly started swelling up from underneath her hands. It was like an uncontrollable force. The juices inside her swelled more and more, making her belly taut and bloated. Mandy's legs wobbled as her new shape increased in size. Another gurgling sound was made, and Mandy felt her butt fill too.
What's happening to Mandy?
Ashlyn yelled. At this point, the crowd stopped talking and had their full attention on Mandy. The other cheerleaders had all gathered around and slowly stepped back from her expanding body. Mandy's butt swelled up with juice, as did her thighs. Her belly poked out from underneath her small uniform top. Mandy's abdomen swelled out the furthest, bloated and full. Her skin felt tight as it tried to contain the juices. She felt so strange filling up with all that juice. Her mind was racing. She didn't even realize the whole school was watching. Her uniform lifted up over her belly higher and higher. Her tights stretched to the max. Her bloated figure filled up more and more.
What's happening to me?
Mandy shouted, starting to worry. Her belly bloated out further and further. The juices sloshed around inside her. She widened her stance to give her belly more room. Her clothes felt sticky as her outfit soaked up some juice. Her butt filled up more, trying to compete with her growing belly. Suddenly, Mandy's boobs began to swell up too. Her chest filled up with the blueberry juice gradually. Her uniform tightened as it tried to contain her massive belly, growing cleavage, and taut backside. Mandy grew larger and larger in all directions. Her stretchy tights got tighter and tighter as the juices filled her. Her breasts were the size of beach balls, and her stomach looked as if she had swallowed a horse. The girl started standing back from Mandy, which caused her to panic.
Somebody help me!
Mandy moaned as her belly gurgled. Mandy's arms rose into the air as her sides filled up. She began to take the shape of a ball. Her eyes widened as her groin touched the ground. Her whole crotch was squished against the gym floor and still filling with juice. Her belly bloated up more and more. Her breasts filled to the max. Her endowments filled up so much they blocked her vision a bit. Her arms were slowly engulfed by her swelling belly, to the point where only her hands remained. Her legs also were sucked in her spear body, leaving only her feet, which didn't even touch the ground, as she teetered on her bloated crotch. Mandy was now a complete spear, and she kept filling with juice. All over her skin stretched to contain it all. Mandy moaned in protest and confusion. Her cheeks filled up with juice too, muffling her speech. Her tights were starting to tear, and her uniform too. The seams started to rip as her blueberry body kept swelling larger. Her belly button was completely visible, as was most of her belly. Her massive cleavage was surprisingly still able to fit inside her uniform and bra, but Mandy wished it would just burst off, as it was getting very tight and started hurting her. Mandy rocked back and forth, her height increasing as the juice bloated her up and more and more. The crowd was awestruck, as was the cheerleading team. The swelling started to slow down, and Mandy looked terrified. The whole school was watching her. She finally realized how embarrassing it all was.
Help me!
Mandy screamed, her voice still dulled by her filled cheeks and massive body in the way of her head.
What do we do?
Heather whispered.
I think we, Kayla started.
What would Mandy want us to do?
Lindsay asked. Then it hit them. The girls knew exactly what to do. The music started once more, and the girls continued with the dance performance. They jumped and flipped all around Mandy's blueberry body. Some girls even climbed on top of Mandy and jumped on her squishy body like a trampoline. Immediately, all the girls climbed on top of Mandy and did a backflip off and onto the ground, sticking the landing perfectly. After climbing up once more, they made a pyramid right on top of her, just as the music ended. There were a few seconds of silence. The girls were out of breath. The crowd was blank-faced. The only sound was a moan of protest from Mandy, her body still slowly rocking and swelling up. The crowd stood up and cheered loudly. The basketball team, the teachers, everybody. It was quite the show. The team hugged each other and shouted, too. They all jumped off Mandy and looked at her.
What now? Courtney asked, the crowd still cheering.
Well, we have to make room for the game to start again, so let's roll her out of here, Heather said.
Good plan, Jessica yelled.
The girls all went up to Mandy and gave her a good push. She was heavy. The juices kept her in place. After another strong push, they had her rolling. Mandy made more moaning sounds and flapped her hands a bit. The sounds of sloshing juice echoed throughout the entire gym. She was huge, but with a squeeze, she popped through the double doors.
Oh boy, that was quite a show, Kayla said. And Mandy, Bridget exclaimed. You were so, we don't really know, but it was cool, yet strange. But it was awesome. The crowd liked it, I think. But I know I did. Not in like the evil way where I think I'm glad you went through this transformation, or in the sexual way where it may turn me on, which it doesn't. But I'm saying it was pretty cool because we were all jumping on you and stuff, and I did a flip. And like, you know, but I think like it was super awesome.
What I think she was trying to say is that whatever happened to you, the show was awesome, Heather said.
Though her situation was dire, a smile stretched itself across Mandy's blue face. All she had ever wanted was a good performance from this amateur team.
But what do we do with Mandy? Roxanne said.
We can't leave her like this, Abby shouted.
I can answer those questions,
a mysterious voice said. The girls turned and saw about 6 men in uniform standing in the hall. 5 of them ran up to Mandy and began to roll her out of the school. The other man walked up to Heather. Your friend here has been randomly chosen as one of her 5 future blueberries. The boss had sent out 5 pieces of gum that turned any individual into a swollen and bloated human blueberry. This girl is filled to the brim with juice, and will need to come down to our lab for tests, experiments, and of course, have it all removed from her immediately, the worker said.
Okay, I guess, Heather started. But what will?
We assure you, your friend is in no danger, the worker said. She will be back in a few weeks. We will have her sorta back to normal.
Sorta? Heather exclaimed.
Take her out of here, the worker said. The 5 other workmen rolled Mandy down the hall. She moaned with a mixture of pleasure and anger. She didn't know where she was going, and she didn't like being rolled around. The juice just sloshed around more and more, and she could still feel her body swelling larger. The workers rolled her onto a flatbed being hauled by a purple truck. They put larger straps on her to keep her from rolling off. After she was all tied up, the truck drove away, Mandy screaming something to the team. The team all stood outside watching their leader and friend fade into the distance. Their jaws were all dropped, still in disbelief how one ordinary girl filled up so large and was rolled away by strange men. Heather was about to say something smart, until Bridget said,
I want to be a blueberry girl!